This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pope Francis is urging for reforms to the United Nations, specifically to the UN Security Council. In an upcoming book saying the COVID-19 pandemic and Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine has exposed the United Nations' limitations. In the book, Francis criticizes the UN as no longer fit for new realities and denounces war and the possession of nuclear weapons as immoral. Russia has hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, with a wave of Iranian-made kamikaze drones. A Ukrainian Air Force official said the drones had flown into the country from the south. President Zelensky said the enemy can attack our cities, but it won't be able to break us, end quote. Zelensky went on to say the attacks are terrorizing the civilian population. Authorities in southwest Washington state ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as a wind-driven wildfire rapidly grew on Sunday. Sharon Sturidi is with the Washington Department of Natural Resources.
Yes, it has stepped up. I believe right now we have 110 people on it. I don't know if you've also known we've had several other starts in the area, fire starts, and we're using our resources here. We've got some airplanes on it. As you can see, it's smoky, hard to see, so sometimes getting aircraft up in those conditions is very difficult.
Special Counsel John Durham presented fresh evidence last week in his prosecution of Igor Deshenko, seeking to expose the Russian analyst and that he lied to the FBI during their investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign ties to Russia. The trial could be going to the jury on Monday. GOP Representative James Comer on Fox News.
The fact is the American people have lost confidence in the FBI. It's been politicized for at least 6 years now, and it's going in the wrong direction. Every day, another report comes out that's more damaging to the FBI.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A meeting of top Chinese Communist Party elites held only once every 5 years began Sunday in Beijing, China. It's the 20th Party Congress and are expected to select Chinese President Xi Jinping for an unheard-of third term as party leader, meaning his authoritarianism, assertive foreign policies are likely to continue for at least another 5 years. Customers that use Uber Eats food delivery service in Toronto, Canada will be able to order cannabis starting Monday, thanks to a new partnership with Leafly. It's the first time that marijuana delivery will be available through a major third-party delivery platform such as Uber. As Iran is supplying Russia with kamikaze drones in their invasion of Ukraine, several new strikes have rocked the capital of Kyiv Monday morning. The United States will attempt to counter the Iranian drones by providing Ukraine with surface-to-air missiles coming soon.
Russia's struggling invasion of Ukraine has faced problems from poor coordination to unmotivated soldiers, but overwhelming and aggravating all was a critical blunder in the war's early days, say Western military officials. Failure to win control of Ukraine's skies. Without air superiority, Russia has been unable to stop Ukrainian attacks on its soldiers with U.S.-supplied high-end weaponry. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for spending some of your Monday morning with us here on the radio. We appreciate it. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we're here for, and thank you for being a part of the solution and joining in. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, and we've got John Fleetwood from American Faith coming on. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Can we talk a little bit of sports here? You know, I was telling the audience earlier, you know, I was reading the backstory of Aaron Judge, you know, who is now the home run king for Major League Baseball. It's interesting how they've kind of like, you know, here it is. I mean, this is a record number that he has accomplished in the modern era without steroids and any kind of controversy, other than he happens to be a Christian. And other than his parents decided not to abort him, but to let him live and put him up for adoption. And this 30-year-old athlete has been, you know, an incredible example to the youth and to America at large. And, you know, his story has just been kind of downplayed. It just is amazing to me. And I don't know if it's just purposely because he happens to be a Christian, maybe because his story is such an incredible and compelling story that he was adopted. He wasn't sacrificed on the abortion altar of convenience, which could have happened. But, you know, when you hear and read about his story, you think, my God, how many other Aaron Judges out there, you know, who are no more, that could have been, you know, world-class scientists, you know, inventors, contributors to our society, empire builders, gone. Gone because of convenience, gone because of selfishness. This is amazing. But again, the left and the mainstream media doesn't want to talk much about Aaron Judge because his is such an incredible success story that, you know, in my humble opinion, enunciates, you know, the sovereignty of Almighty God.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm not, just full disclosure, I'm not a huge sports fan, but so I didn't know this about Aaron Judge until I saw, I think he hit like his 61 home run, something
right.
like that. And
yes.
And then I saw he was asked, well, this was back during his rookie season, you know, thinking about pointing upwards. He said he points up to God. He said, and he told Sports Spectrum, this is a quote from him. He said, he put me in this position, blessed me with so many opportunities in life. I just try to take a quick moment just to thank him. It's a blessing every time I step on that field and get that opportunity. So this guy You know, and it makes sense exactly what you're saying. Of course, the mainstream media is trying to hide this. Of course, I wouldn't know this. I mean, even though I'm looking at, you know, hundreds of headlines every day, I knew about, you know, this guy playing for the Yankees, but I didn't know he was so in love with the Lord. It's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's a great story. And by the way, he finished up the season with 62 home runs. So, I mean, you know, 62. this is a record. Okay. And no controversy, you know, like with others, you know, for a while there, as you may recall, with Mark McGwire and Sosa were, you know, steroids and, you know, which was interesting because Major League Baseball, they knew it was happening, but how were they going to stifle something that was bringing people into the seats and getting people all excited about baseball again? So they let it play out. And then afterwards, they kind of, you know, I don't know. They've just gotten kind of quiet about, you know, the controversy and, you know, whatever. But now here it is. You've got somebody legitimately that has blessed Major League Baseball with this home run record pace. And he's a great guy. I mean, he is an example to all the kids. Now, another story which you wrote about in American Faith, and I love this, has to do with Todd Bowles, who's the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, of course, he's got, you know, people asking, you know, everything in our culture is all about race, right? I mean, it's just like, stop. You know, enough of this stuff already, okay? I mean, the only people that seem to be interested in the race are you that want to create headlines and, you know, people that don't have anything better to do. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, in the world of musicians is that, you know, you can tell the really good musicians. They hit the notes. They're very disciplined. You know, the quality speaks for itself, right? Mm-hmm. And but then you also have those musicians that use all kinds of distortion and effects and everything like that. And as one of my dear friends said, well, the reason they do that is to hide their imperfection. And to me, questions about race are that. They're not very creative. And Coach Bowles, you know, set this interviewer in place. He just said, you know, in this recent interview, I don't really pay attention to the race of coaches in the league. Now, this was in the context of this was an upcoming game against one of only three other black coaches in the National Football League. See, we got to talk about, oh, there's a limited number of black coaches. There's only three. So here we are. And Coach Bowles puts it down. He says, you know, and this had to do with Coach Tomlin of Pittsburgh. He says, I have a very good relationship with Tomlin. We don't look at what color we are when we coach against each other. We just know each other. And, you know, and he says that, look, you know, same way, you know, in dealing, you know, with people, white coaches. He says, I have a lot of very good white friends that coach in this league as well, and I don't think it's a big deal as far as coaching against each other. I think it's normal. Wilkes gets an opportunity to do a good job. Hopefully he does it, and we coach ball. We don't look at color, Bowles added. You know?
Yeah, you could argue, like, I remember we were talking about this last week. We got under the issue of race. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're addressing it. We're trying to address it philosophically and point out how our opponents, namely the left and the globalists, where they're mistaken in their thinking, and we can point out the logical fallacies and inconsistencies and internal contradictions. But you could say, Bill, like, well, Bill, you're talking about race, or John, well, you're talking about race too. But the difference is we don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We have to talk about it because it's a problem that confronts us. It's like if your plumbing goes bad in your bathroom, you need to address the problem. Otherwise, your house is going to get flooded. Well, you don't wake up wanting to do plumbing in your house. At least I don't. Maybe there are people out there who do, but I don't. But if the problem arises, then I'm going to address it. It's the same thing here with race. The only reason that I talk about it, and Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the only reason you bring it up is because you want to address the cultural milieu in which we exist, which is permeated with this cultural Marxism that says, you know, whites are evil and mm-hmm. and all that other nonsense. And they want to glorify race. But then you've got someone like Bowles here who says, guys, just stop talking about it. If you guys would stop bringing it up, we wouldn't even be talking about it right now.
Well, and it's like, you know, we talked about Kanye West. yay, you know, who says white lives matter, you know, to counter the narrative. And for Coach Bowles, the only thing I would say to him is that get those stupid stickers off the back of the helmets to say Black Lives Matter and end racism. I mean, go out there and end it yourself. You know, all lives matter. We know that. You're on the field, you know, competing against black, white, and everything in between. So go out there and have a good time and put on a good show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I told you lately, it's great to have you along with us. I really appreciate you. I do. I'm grateful that you tune in and you listen to the show. And as you've heard me say time and again, and this is just, you know, something that's come into my reality in the last couple of weeks, and that's the idea that, you know, here we are sharing this knowledge with you, and, you know, prayerfully it blesses you. I mean, this is my heart, that this adds to your day. It doesn't take away, that it encourages you to look deeper. And, you know, as you've heard me say, particularly in the last couple of weeks, to own the knowledge. OK, whatever it is that, you know, you hear and watch on TV, maybe read in the newspaper, that you just don't take it at face value, because sadly, we can't. You know, we find time and again that when we do, you know, we end up looking a little silly because we don't get the whole truth, and we buy into it and we go, oh, my goodness, you know, and that's happened to me time in enough. And I share that with you for what it's worth, so that, you know, we're all should be encouraged to own the knowledge, to own that which we're talking about, that we really know that we know as much as we can. Certainly, I mean, you know, what do we have at our resources, John Fleetwood? It's not like we have, you know, like some of the mainstream media. I mean, they have hundreds of research people that are available to do these deep dives, to check these things out and you know, hopefully share with us in an objective manner. But sadly, they've become prejudiced. And so now the information they feed us is like pablum. It's dictated, and it's it comes with a narrative. It comes with a set objective, you know. And so it's caused the American people, and for us at large, to lose faith in them, and rightfully so. But as far as this show is concerned, we'll continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads with the limited budget that we have. But, you know, we're blessed to have the likes of John Fleetwood and other, you know, people that are in the know that, you know, are dedicating their lives and their God-given talents, you know, to bring us the whole truth and nothing but. John, we appreciate you, buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah, this whole thing, the whole DEI, we were just talking about during break, ESG and climate change, all these big, you know, monsters that the left talks about. We have to understand, we got to be like, we got to be, you know, sly as serpents, gentle as doves. We got to do some Sun Tzu, Art of War, know our enemy. All of these things, climate change, ESG, equity, all of the things that Biden with his Build Back Better and AOC, Green New Deal, all of these problems, they're not real problems. Mm-hmm. And we know that because they don't act like they're real problems. These things are, they're gambit.
They're hurting, John. They're hurting mechanisms. They're to herd the crowd.
It's an opening. It's like it's a maneuver. It's a strategy. Mm-hmm. It's when the intention is to bring about a desired result. For example, Bill, I was playing chess with my son this weekend. Mm-hmm. He just turned 7 and he loves chess. So we're sitting there playing. I'm kind of teaching him, and you know, so I was set up. Maybe a bishop, you know, because a bishop, like a rook, it can, or a queen, it can move all the way across the board, and they can move in, you know, different directions, but at least those can move all the way across the board to attack. A pawn can only move one space or, you know, two spaces if it's your first move. So I would set up a bishop way back somewhere. I'd move out a pawn, let him move, and then move my bishop out, ready to attack, and I'd leave it there. And, so that'd be way back on my side, and then maybe move out a pawn, and I'd keep moving the pawn out forward as bait, and I'd keep advancing that pawn forward toward my son's side, and he would use, not knowing yet, he'd use something valuable like a queen or a rook or a knight, mm-hmm. or something like that to take the pawn. But, you know, lo and behold, I'd have that bishop way in the back in the path of where I set up that pawn to begin with, the whole time waiting for him to take that bait, that trap, and then I would spring the trap, and I, you know, send my bishop out, and I'd take whatever valuable piece that he moved. That's exactly what climate change is. Mm-hmm. It's a gambit. It's bait. Right. It's a trap. They don't believe it, but they use it. It's a Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. They set up this fake problem, and then they give you the answer for it. And the answer for it is to give the government more money, or to give more power, money, control to the World Economic Forum. And then they get the end that they want. They wanted the whole time was to get more power, money, control so that you own nothing and you're happy about it. That's what comes after the Great Reset that this World Economic Forum is pushing. That was their end goal the whole time. Mm-hmm. So they put out this pawn. Climate change is a pawn. ESG is a pawn.
Right.
Equity, all this stuff are pawns that we think are a problem, and then we take it like bait, and then they spring the trap of us losing our freedoms. That's what we have to understand. Big, 30,000 foot view here is that
exactly.
All those things aren't mm-hmm. real problems. They're gambits.
Well, it's the World Economic Council's holy trinity, as you say, power, money, and control. That's what it is. And, and whether they believe it or not, it doesn't matter, because they're not looking at climate change. They're just saying, okay, how can I get more money? How can I get more power? How can I keep control? That's all that they do. That's what this is all about. And that is brilliantly stated, John, and people need to understand this. And I think more and more people are waking up to this reality, because here it is. We've been dealing with the World Economic Forum, for decades. They've become more evident here in the recent decade. And, what have they brought to the table? Is there anything of any positive purpose that you can say, thank God for the World Economic Forum? If there is, tell me.
They end up doing the opposite. Like, as a recent example, they're the ones behind this like diversity, equity, inclusion push. They're the ones behind it. But they end up being the racist ones. Like, for example, the World Economic Forum, they promote this DEI. They published a piece last week written by one of their contributors, this Watch Her Work founder, Denise Hamilton. She's described as a nationally recognized diversity and inclusion leader on her website. So she's reacting to this backlash, apparently, against this woke ideology and major corporations who are forced onto employees and customers. So she's complaining in this piece that those of us who work to advance DEI, this gambit, this pawn that we're talking about, this fake problem. Mm-hmm. She said it was inevitable that people would come fight against it. That'd be like you and me, Bill. So she writes in this piece, she singles out white men. So she actually ends up doing the discrimination as the group who, quote, especially need to be handled. So she says a movement against DEI efforts is now in full swing. They hate that. Mm-hmm. She says, I see in my work each day as a consultant, speaker, and advisor to C-suite executives, I have faced a barrage of questions about how to handle employees, especially white men who see only the cost of DEI but don't feel included in its promise. Now, she doesn't go on to argue, oh, no, white men are included. She admits they're not included. She just says, quote, I feel she's mad that white men, quote, feel aggrieved, insisting that they are losing opportunities because they don't fall into certain groups that do benefit from DEI. So this DEI policy being promoted on the World Economic Forum from this writer, it actually discriminates against one demographic. And it, totally calls into question how diverse, equitable, and inclusive DEI really is. I mean, she doesn't even clarify in the piece. It's not even clear whether white men who do work to advance DEI, like if all of a sudden we started promoting DEI, that we would even benefit from DEI. So what ends up happening is this is a prime example of how the World Economic Forum doesn't actually believe what they say. It's proof that they know what they're pushing is a fraud. They know
exactly.
What they're pushing is a pawn that they hope we're going to bite onto so that they can hit us later with taking away our liberties.
Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, they've been able to capture these supposed elites, these bureaucratic elites, and they become the tools for their useful idiocy, right?
That's right. And the way to push back is just be pro-America, put America first. It's okay to love yourself. It's okay to love your neighbor. It's okay to love your country. And in fact, we have to start doing more of that. Otherwise, mm-hmm. the psychopaths at the World Economic Forum will end up taking our country away from us.
And love your God who promises liberty, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Above
Amen.
All, John Fleetwood, he's the managing editor for American Faith. AmericanFaith.com is where you want to go for more information.
Ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, Most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in Southwest Washington State have ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. There's an unusually high number of wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Canada. Sharon Storetti is with the Washington Department of Natural Resources.
And we're using our resources here. We've got some airplanes on it. As you can see, it's smoky, hard to see, so sometimes getting aircraft up in those conditions is very difficult.
Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko is reporting numerous explosives-filled drones struck Ukraine's capital as Monday morning got underway. The blasts echoing across Kyiv, setting buildings on fire and sending people running to shelters. There's no immediate word of damage. Jerry Lee Lewis and Keith Whitley have been added to the Country Music Hall of Fame. USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be joining my good friend Jeff Cruero and his audience in Louisiana in just a few moments. Always fun when we share our audience together and we simulcast both shows. That'll be coming up in just a few moments. But I'll tell you, over the weekend, people are still talking about the evisceration of Tim Ryan by J.D. Vance. I mean, it was brutal. I mean, he all but filleted him. He looked like, if you've ever been to one of those restaurants where they devein the shrimp and they leave him standing up, that's the way Tim Ryan looked. I mean, J.D. Vance did such a number on him in talking about, Ryan thought he had a high ground position on abortion and immigration. Asked by a debate moderator what limits, if any, he supports regarding abortion, Ryan responded that he wanted to codify Roe v. Wade. He goes, that was established law for 50 years. Well, if it was established law, you wouldn't have to codify it, but that's okay. He said, we didn't have all the chaos that we're having now, the congressman said. We've got to have some moderation on this issue. Well, that's maybe chaos out in the street, but can you imagine the chaos that went inside, you know, with babies, 63 million plus being aborted, what kind of chaos that brought. But not, let's not talk about that. Well, he says that's a trick response because Roe did not establish any set time limit during the pregnancy after which abortions would be illegal. The majority in Roe said after the age of viability of the baby outside the womb, the court referenced 24 weeks, 6 months. The state may, if it chooses, regulate or even prescribe abortion. Well, Vance pointed to his opponent's vote for Women's Health Protection Act, which goes well beyond Roe, to start making the case that Ryan is an extremist on the issue. He says that he doesn't want to codify Roe.
And,
he
Bill
voted
Martinez,
for a piece of legislation.
He was joining us
anyway,
right here we'll talk on the program. Hey, Bill.
We can hear Jeff. Hey, Jeff, we're doing great. And we were just talking and sharing with the audience about how J.D. Vance eviscerated Ryan during their debate. I mean, people over the weekend are still talking about it. I'll tell you, Vance's expression against, those extremists that are supporting abortion, was right to the point. And it should be something that, the conservative world should embrace, because I thought it was very honest. It was very much to the point of what this is all about, because we're not talking about a rare exception. What the left always wants to do is take a minor exception, like what about the case of, the threat of the mother's life or incest or rape and that sort of thing, which is, according to Guttmacher, is probably less than 1%. Of any abortion, but they want to take that aspect and apply it to the 99% and justify some sort of emotional right at the expense of the life of the child.
Yeah, this is an issue that I think J.D. Vance pointed out can work on behalf of the Republicans, because
yes,
real radicals, extremists, are the Democrats who push for this abortion on demand and abortion at any time. And that is not in line with the thinking and the values of the American people. So, the media keeps saying that abortion is an issue that is helping the Democrats, but it can be, I think, presented in a way that can help the Republicans, because the real extremists on the issue are the Democrats.
Yeah.
Because, they're the extreme on this issue and so many other issues. And we need candidates like J.D. and others pointing that out to the American people.
Right, exactly. And, and this is, again, the reality, like you said, is, people really need to understand how to express this and what they're addressing, not to get caught up in the emotion of it, but to get into the reality. And the majority, already, polling states, when you ask the right question about abortion, the majority of Americans do not want abortion on demand up to seconds before a child is naturally born.
Exactly right. And I think that is what some Democrats want. And mm-hmm. Some of the extremists are people like Stacey Abrams running for governor of Georgia. That's not in line mm-hmm. with the values of the people of Georgia. So I think the whole thing can be turned around, and that's another issue that can be, presented in a way that will help the Republican candidates. But, obviously, when you've got the economy cratering as it is, that is the number one issue in this election.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Economy, well, inflation. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that people aren't able to pay their bills, and you have a president running around saying the economy is strong as hell.
I know. You wonder what la-la land world he lives in. The other thing that came out of this deal, too, Jeff, is I'm sure moderators are not going to bring up the case of that 10-year-old Ohio girl who was raped and her family took her to neighboring Indiana to get an abortion because the 6-week limit had passed in her home state. Of course, it's been clarified that that young girl still could have had an abortion in Ohio, that there were reasonable exceptions. But what J.D. Vance clarified, said, look at what my opponent had supported was open borders. And who was it that raped this 10-year-old girl? It was an illegal immigrant. And that illegal immigrant wouldn't have been in the state had his opponent not supported open borders.
And that is an issue that I think can really resonate with a lot of Americans because I don't think there are many Americans that support a wide open border.
Oh, no.
And
no,
I think,
exactly.
You look at the crime, you look at the fentanyl deaths, you look at the drug overdose deaths. There are people all over the country that have been impacted by this, family members, friends, loved ones that have been, impacted by the fentanyl crisis that has been exacerbated by this open border. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's an issue that can work as well. And their policy is insane, Bill. Their policy
yes.
is wide open borders, let anything into the country, any immigrants, any drugs, any weapons, and potential terrorists as well.
Exactly, that we don't even know about. And all it took was, maybe a dozen terrorists at 9/11 or so? And here we are, we're letting in hundreds, thousands, I mean, God only knows because of all the gotaways who are involved, not to mention the fact that most of these migrants who are coming into the country that we want to support, they are captured by the cartels. They're owned and operated by the cartels, Jeff. So what loyalty do they have? Do they have loyalty? And it's interesting that the administration wants to kick out all Venezuelans because I think the Venezuelans know rightfully so from experience what's happening in America. You know, some Venezuelan friends that I've recently made are shocked to see what's happening here in this country because they say, look, we're like reliving Venezuela all over again here in America. And they're speaking out against it. And the Biden administration, that's the last thing they want to hear.
That is a great point. And that's exactly the same situation with Cuban Americans. And
yes.
They haven't been very welcoming with Cuban Americans because they are fleeing communism. They know the problems with socialism, dictatorships, communism. Same with the Venezuelans. They've been living under the heavy hand of Maduro. He's a murderous dictator. Same with what's going on in Cuba. Those are the kind of people we want here because
exactly.
We can alert Americans about the dangers of what we're doing, Bill, to our country.
Without a doubt. America is the world's last hope. We're the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the world right now, Jeff Carrere. And if we don't take a stand and push back against these knuckleheads, I mean, you know, the World Economic Forum that is committed to their holy trinity of money, power, and control. That's what they want. That's what it's all about. All this other stuff is a sideshow because they're hurting They're hurting America. They're hurting people all over the world into this prescribed end of being captured and being controlled and being a data bit and being an asset to the, to the collective.
Yeah, they're pushing the collective. They're pushing the power of the few, the elite, at the expense of the people. And this country was founded by inspirational geniuses who vested the power in we the people.
Yes.
So everything is being turned upside down in this country, Bill. As you know, we're having our constitutional rights taken away on a daily basis. We're fighting for our rights. We're fighting for our freedoms. And we have got a lot on the line coming up in 22 days.
Without a doubt.
Stop this assault.
Mm-hmm. Well, and by the way, Jeff, I remind your audience as well, coming up tomorrow, you're going to have a documentary released of the real Anthony Fauci based on his book. This is a powerful, powerful reveal on the real Anthony Fauci and the whole cabal and mechanisms of Big Pharma and, you know, greedy Americans who have participated in this power-grabbing control of the American people.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Recommend it to everybody.
Yeah.
Jeff Carrere, you're awesome. Thank you,
President
buddy. Take
Biden
care.
Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. A lot to talk about with Adam Holtz here in just a moment. He is the director of PluggedIn.com. Check it out. All these great reviews are right there, you know, including Hollywood Ends, Till, Amsterdam, Lyle Crocodile. I love that. Smile and bros, you know. And anyway, here he is right now, Adam Holtz. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to connect with you. We talked with Dr. Danny Huerta last Friday about being a noticer. And, boy, I'll tell you, that really stayed with me. You know, it's a powerful idea that I think we all should embrace and talk about. And that is that, in my terms, because of my military background, I would say having situational awareness. In Danny's terms, it's being a noticer, looking out, keeping an eye out for your fellow man. Who is it that is in need of help, need of connection, maybe lonely, especially for him and his family? I mean, he's telling his kids at school, are you noticing the one who is the outcast that it's hard for them to make friends? Maybe they're designed in such a way. Usually it's introverts, you get both ends of the spectrum, actually, introverts, and then you get extroverts who are too extroverted and they take up too much oxygen. And sometimes we need to notice them in such a way and kind of help ease them into the fold if we can, for those that are in that position to do that, right?
I love that, and it's all about seeing. And Jesus talked about having eyes to see and ears to hear. And obviously he was talking about the gospel message and what he was teaching. But I think that we can still take that principle and apply it in the way that Danny is talking about. Are we noticing? Are we seeing? One of my favorite lines, I was an English major, and I've written a couple things about this, but my favorite Shakespeare play is King Lear, and King Lear is about a king who slowly goes crazy. And what happens as he goes crazy is his perspective on reality gets more and more distorted. And I think it's Gloucester, one of his advisors, at one point comes up to him and says, "See better, Lear." And I think that's such a great word, that we sometimes need to see better, and we need to see through the lens of the gospel and not just the lens of disaster and bad news. And, you know, there are plenty of things that we could choose to use as our lens that will give us a fundamentally pessimistic frame of mind. But we have lenses of hope, and we can tell the truth. We can be honest about the hard stuff. It's not right. like we have to sugarcoat it or deny it. We can look right at it, but we look at it with that perspective of hope.
Exactly. I love that. See better. I mean, because after all, who is it that we're attached to that controls our breath or very being but God himself? And how can we see better, you know, without God? Really, you know, when you put it in that context, right? Because here we are, we're deluged with all this faux information. You talk about misinformation. I mean, you know, the political elites always want to talk about disinformation, misinformation, everything else. And it abounds. So what are you using? What are your tools for discernment to understand what the truth is, the whole truth and nothing but, right?
Yep. No, that's exactly right. And this is sort of in the realm of you know, noticing. I was in New York City over the weekend. I was speaking at a church just north of the city. And I grew up in Iowa in a little town of 7,000 people. And I live in Colorado Springs, which is a medium-sized city. But it's not the city. You know, it's not like New York City. And one of the things I love about being someplace like that is I look at all these people. I look at people coming and going and hustling and bustling and every race and gender and creed. I mean, it really is. It's that Ellis Island mixing melting pot, you know? And I think, you know what? The gospel is big enough for each of these people. And not only that, but God knows each one of them. He knows their thoughts. He knows their pains. And he knows my thoughts and my pains. And we're all on level footing. And that is part of the gospel too, is that we serve a God who knows and loves us in the most intimate ways. You know, he knows the number of hairs on my head, and he knows there are fewer than there used to be, you know? and there's just something about like being with a huge mass of humanity. And I went to the 9/11 memorial and if you haven't been there, what a powerful thing that is.
Yeah, it is. You go there just as you come near it. You feel like you're approaching hallowed ground.
That's exactly right.
God told Cain that the blood of his brother was crying out into the heavens. And you go there and you sense, boy, if that was for one person, here you've got thousands of people whose blood is crying out. With the sound they must hear. And of course you can extend that into abortion. Now we got millions of cries from innocents screaming into the heavens.
The slaughter in the Ukraine too, and regardless of what you think about our political response and what it should be, it's an epic tragedy. You know, it's naked aggression and so many people paying the price on both sides. You know?
Right. Well, this is what happens when man leads the way, Adam. This is what should be taken away from all this. This is what man creates. It creates another function for death and destruction. Okay?
Yep.
But when you turn your back on God, this is, you know, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And so we've done it. This is all self-inflicted.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you've got, and as if that's not enough, I mean, in a sense, you know, because people ask me, they still go, "Bill, do you think God's judging us?" And I say, "Well, you know, let's look at it. Look at what's happening. We got wars going on, created by men. We've got disease created by men. We've got people who are taking advantage of people, taking our money and using it to fill their own pocketbooks and their own interest. We've got liberties being taken away and surrendered en masse. I mean, tell me when you've heard enough, and then ask me again if you think we're being judged.
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not God, if God's not judging us, we're judging ourselves in a sense, aren't we?
Right.
Because God said he will not be mocked.
Right.
Yeah.
And turning us over to our own devices, you know, allowing us to harden our hearts, you know, the collective us, not necessarily you or I or your listeners.
No, exactly. Well, we're all participating in this.
Right, and we're all influenced by it. I mean, I think about how Paul talks about that progression in Romans 1, you know, just this turning away from the God whose truth has been plainly revealed. And we say, no thanks, we go our own way, and disaster ensues.
And the thing is about it, we fool ourselves into thinking that somehow we're okay, but, you know, in the wee hours of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles, we realize we're just as guilty. Because you cannot help, just like you said, you know, it is a corporate sin. You can't help but get it on you. Because you react to this craziness, you react to the evil speaking and the words that are going on and on, you know, whether it has to do with racism or thinking less than, you know. It's unbelievable things that are going on, especially in this political environment, all to justify our human rightness, right? As if we can really stand on that, right? It's incredible.
That's exactly right.
You know, I was sharing with John Fleetwood earlier about, you know, the story of Aaron Judge, you know, the home run, 62 home runs in the season, unbelievable. And the background, a lot of people didn't realize that Aaron's a Christian. He's adopted. Yeah, and he's adopted.
Huh.
And so it's an incredible story that here he is. You know, Aaron Judge could have, 30 years ago, just been another statistic. He could have been one of the 63 million babies that were aborted.
Yep.
But his birth mother decided to put him up for adoption, which, you know, again, you just have an incredible amount, at least I do, of heartache for, you know, for a woman and maybe the birth father as well that are conflicted over, you know, the surrendering of their child to be raised by somebody else. Because they believe that where they are too young, they just can't handle the responsibility, whatever reason. But again, what they did is they made the right choice. They chose life. And Aaron Judge, here he is, a follower of Christ. He is just an incredible young man, an example. But, you know, I think it's interesting that Major League Baseball has really not celebrated this young man like anybody else, like a Roger Maris, you know, who broke the record and, you know, and whenever there were other, you know, ball players that were doing great and breaking statistics and that. Aaron Judge, maybe because, you know, he's the antithetical narrative for abortion.
Yeah.
He's the antithetical narrative for somebody who believes in God, that somehow in today's culture, which, you know, we still have 80% of America saying they believe in God, but yet for a small minority of people to be overly sensitive to them, we cannot celebrate and tell the story of Aaron Judge.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. But, you know, in the midst of that, we hold on to the hope and we continue to ask God for opportunities to tell that story where we are able to tell it, right?
Amen. Amen. Exactly. And the thing is that makes me wonder is how many other, maybe hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of Aaron Judge stories are out there that are left untold that we don't hear about, you know?
That's right. That's right. And God is at work in each one of those stories, and I'm so thankful for that, Bill.
Well, this is where I believe the majority, you know, it doesn't take much. But it just takes those, you know, those selected that have been sanctified by God to make the difference. And we need that difference right now in this country. Adam Holtz, as always, we appreciate the time, buddy. God bless you. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
GCN's policy is